Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hands up, Republic Bank. Hands up, moving as one, yeah.
You can get moving to the RBL CPL Final in Barbados when you use select Republic Bank products. To get on the road to the final, use Republic On Board, Republic Online, Republic Mobile, Point of Sale, or get an SME loan to advance your journey. You can also win one of three amazing trips across the Caribbean monthly to view RBL CPL matches. Plus, there'll be RBL CPL merch and match tickets up for grabs every month. We moving as one. For more ways to win, visit RepublicGuyana.com. Republic Bank, title sponsor and official bank of the Republic Bank Caribbean Premier League.
Moving as one, yeah.
Two. Big two in the afternoon. Big two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. With Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air-over-water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA-listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Morondoy, Kavita was struggling to come to grips with Coretta's dangerous gossip and the truth about her own sexuality when Coretta stormed into the boutique to harass them yet again. After a heated exchange, Sharona and Kavita chased her from the business and contemplated legal action when they heard a crash outside. Meanwhile, Simon's secretive phone calls and unexplained absences had Pepper thinking that he was up to something. She shared this with Catalina and Shelley, and they encouraged her to snoop through Simon's phone to find the truth. Pepper said she just wanted peace in her marriage when Catalina got a call from Auntie Martel that Coretta had died. As we return to Morondoy, Simon has a word with Eva.
Hey, Eva.
Oh, hey, Daddy.
Going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going out.
Oh, okay.
I'll be back by 10.
Right.
Okay. See you later.
Wait.
What?
Is that what you're wearing?
Yeah?
But Eva, you're... everything is outside.
Everything? Daddy, I'm wearing clothes. I'm not naked.
But it's very revealing. You sure you want to go out dressed like that?
I'm comfortable.
But I'm not.
But you're not the one who needs to be.
Eva, come on. Are you trying to give your old man a heart attack?
What's wrong with how I'm dressed?
You have all your belly outside and your legs. Plus your bust is barely covered.
The place hot. I'm dressing for the weather.
By the way, where are you going?
I'm going on a date with Jonathan.
Makes sense now.
What's that supposed to mean?
Any decent young man wouldn't want his girlfriend dressing like that.
And why should you or Jonathan have any say over how I dress? Gosh, the misogyny is loud.
So now I am a misogynist.
You're trying to tell me what I can or cannot wear.
Eva, I am your father.
I am not a little girl. I'm almost 20.
You know, that's your motto these days. I'm almost 20. Like, that's a magic number to erase that I have to protect you as a father.
Protecting me from what?
From making mistakes that could change your life. I don't want any harm to come to you. Dressing like that, you can bring unnecessary attention to yourself.
So what you're trying to say is that I'm looking for it? If someone tries to harm me, it would be my fault because of how I am dressed?
Eva, why can't
not
you...
Not their fault for not being able to control themselves or respecting women's boundaries?
We don't live in a perfect world. There are many predators out there and I want you to be safe.
I'm not even going out by myself. Jonathan is outside waiting for me.
I don't trust him to protect you.
Well, I trust him.
Eva, why don't
you... I need to get going.
Can't you at least put a jacket on, a shawl or something?
Daddy, please be serious.
You think your mother would want to see you going out like that?
I don't care what Joy thinks.
You moved in here because you thought I would look past certain things and you would be able to do whatever you want. Not under my roof.
Daddy, you are overreacting.
Hello. What's going on here?
Look, I'm leaving.
Peppa, please talk to her. Eva is going out dressed like that.
I have autonomy over my body. I am not a child.
All right. Y'all, please lower your voices.
Joy was right about you.
Forget you.
Eva, come back here. We're not done.
John, just the man I wanted to see.
How are you doing, John?
I'm all right, you know. Y'all breezing out.
Well, it's a nice afternoon, so we sit down on the step here watching people passing.
I just come from buying 2 lotto. I hope I hit the jackpot this time so I could retire and done.
It's just so?
Oh, you mean? I would take the money and invest it in a nice business and just throw back. You know, lotto could change your life if you're smart with your money.
Well, you got a point.
Yep. Anyway, Goldman home?
Nah, he ain't home. How Coretta? That is why you want him.
I been a see she this midday. She foot break and, you know, she got some other injuries.
So she gonna live?
Well, it looks so.
Well, imagine when we first get the news was dead news. Everybody be saying Coretta dead.
Well, yes, because I don't think about what dress I would have wear for the funeral.
Mama me.
It's true. When I know I got to go to a funeral, that's the first thing I just think about.
I sure you's not the only one, Dino. Enough people wishing death on Coretta because she's a nuisance.
Correct is right.
But I guess God ain't ready for she yet.
Some people like cat with 9 life. I feel Coretta is one of them.
I hope she decides to change her life.
Poor she Rona and Kavita.
Going around the village telling people all them girls in a relationship. I have to ups she because even if the people together, what business is that of hers to be spreading it? She know very well what she's doing.
Yeah, trying to make harm come to them girls.
And you know people in this country stay. None of them don't like for here but them kind of thing. Even me at one point was just like that. But you live and you learn to respect everybody.
But the thing is not even true. Coretta make it up.
She dangerous. Even if it was true, people have a right to live however they want to live their life.
Exactly.
I really hope she changed her dirty ways.
You know when the accident happened, she just done harassing them girls at the boutique.
Look how she could have lose her life just so, eh?
More there's the reason why Coretta family don't even really come wrong, she. Even she tyranny want nothing to do with she. It's like, I is the only person who just be running up and down on the hospital steps. She cousin Nadira says she gonna come down tomorrow.
John, God gonna reward you for your kindness after everything she put you through.
Well, it's still my wife. We ain't divorced yet.
You know she don't want that. Don't be surprised if she use the accident for convince her to drop the divorce.
Well, it's Coretta after all. But she can't change me mind. It's no point me and she remaining married. Since I come out of prison, nothing ain't been the same way between me.
And watch. If you don't go through with the divorce, it's straight back to prison you might go.
And I ain't trying for do though. I really changed my life. I've been to prison for domestic violence and I plan never to put my hands on another woman again.
Congratulations, John. There's not a lot of men that's changed their life like that.
You know, I determined to be a better person. Me experience in prison wasn't nice. I just don't even like think about it.
It was terrible, eh?
Yeah. worst thing I ever been through in my life. I trying not to go back.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Anyway, Coretta is my wife. And out of the kindness of my heart, I gonna help she until she get back and she foot.
So you gonna move him back for the time?
When she get discharged, I don't need to move him back with she. I gonna go every day and, you know, help out.
Careful she don't seduce you one of them days.
Aye.
With a broke foot?
What you mean? You underestimate woman.
You know, it's true, you know. Y'all got y'all ways when you're determined.
So you tried that with Coretta.
Anyway, I got to go home and make my dinner.
All right, John. Walk good.
Yeah, take care.
Let's tell Goldman to pass.
All right.
Oh, mommy. John is not a bad looking man, you know.
Eh. Run this, what do you?
What?
If you know what's good for you, stay good.
Man, me mean it like the man. It's just something sweet about you. I wonder what Amerindian nation you belong to.
We barely dead the other day. The man ain't even cold yet in his grave. Randa.
Mommy, as I mean it like that.
Let me go inside and make this serve big before you run up me pressure this afternoon.
How come I help you, man?
John is not a bad looking man. Hi-ya.
Mommy, as I mean it like that.
Heba, like I don't know what else to do with Eva. Any father would have reacted the same way, right? You don't want your daughter walking naked on the road.
Well, at least she wasn't going walking. Jonathan picked her up.
My point is, she is in public dress like that.
I understand.
Am I wrong?
No, Simon. You're not wrong for being a caring father.
Just because she's almost 20 and she keeps reminding us, I should just let her do what she pleases and stop caring? It's dangerous out there for young women.
Look, I know you only want to protect your daughter, but she is a young adult.
She is still my little girl in my eyes.
I know.
Maybe God knows why you only gave me one daughter. I never had these issues with my sons.
Well, fathers tend to be more protective of the daughters, while others just allow the sons to run wild.
Right.
In this day and age, you got to talk to your boys and your girls. Enough things has happened with these young men, and some of them just stay silent.
Mm.
Maybe we should invite Eva to start coming to church with us again, you know.
You think that will help?
It might. They have young adult classes where they discuss various aspects of life.
Well, you think she would go?
We have to try something, Simon.
Okay, Sister Abigail. Let's do that.
All right.
You think I should call and check on her while she's out on that date?
Mm-mm. With how she left, I don't think she will answer any phone call. Just let it be.
I can't wait for her to start university in September. Maybe her studies will keep her busy enough that she doesn't have any time with that young man or any other for that matter.
She will date Simon. It's a natural part of life. You can't stop it.
I won't mind her dating a decent young man. But that young man, Jonathan, seems up to no good. From some of the things I've heard, he's definitely not the right one for Eva.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
100% coconut water, 100% refreshing, 100% Guyanese. Hydrate coconut water. Simple. From Sterling Products Limited.